Well, greetings. My name is Richard Smith.
Je m'appelle Richard Smith.
I'm from the U.S.
Il est des États-Unis.
I grew up there many years ago.
Il a grandi là-bas il y a plusieurs années.
I greet you from my Baptist church, Heritage Baptist Church.
Et nous saluons de ton église baptiste.
I'm a layman, like many of you.
Il n'est pas un célibataire comme la plupart de nous.
I am blessed to be here and blessed by the baptism.
Il est béni d'être ici aussi béni par le baptême.
It reminds me that when I was 19 years old,
et ça me rappelle quand il avait 19 ans,
I too committed my life to Jesus Christ.
Et a donné sa vie à Jésus-Christ.
The first 19 years of my life,
les premiers 19 ans de sa vie,
I attended church every week with my family.
Il partait à l'église chaque jour, chaque semaine.
I tried to keep the commandments.
Il a essayé de garder les commandements.
I tried to be a good son to my parents.
Il a essayé d'être un bon fils à ses parents.
I tried to be a good student.
Il a essayé d'être un bon élève et un bon étudiant.
And I thought I was probably going to go to heaven.
Et il a dit qu'il allait sûrement aller au ciel.
When I finished high school,
et quand il a complété le lycée,
I left home and moved far away.
Il a quitté le chez-lui et allé un peu loin.
To try to find a purpose in life.
Pour essayer de se progresser dans la vie.
What I did not learn growing up was that I was a sinner.
Ce qu'il n'a pas appris quand il grandissait, c'est qu'il était pécheur.
Isaiah 53:6 says that all we like sheep have gone astray.
Et il a appris en Isaïe que nous tous sommes égarés.
We have turned everyone to his own way.
Chacun s'est tourné de sa propre, de son propre chemin.
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
Et tous les péchés de Dieu sont sur nous.
Including mine.
Y compris les miens.
Romans says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Et Romains dit que nous avons tous péché et nous n'atteignons pas la gloire de Dieu.
I was looking at sin as the things like stealing and murder.
Et il considérait comme péché le vol, la tuerie et ainsi de suite.
I was not thinking of pride and selfishness.
Il ne pensait pas à l'orgueil et à l'égoïsme.
I learned growing up John 3:16.
Il a appris Jean 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Car Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'a donné son fils unique.
That whoever believed in him would not perish.
Quiconque croit en lui ne va pas périr.
But have eternal life.
N'aura la vie éternelle.
I began to think more about life and death as a 19-year-old.
Il a commencé à penser plus de la vie et de la mort à 19 ans.
I did not want to perish.
Et il ne voulait pas périr.
Because the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And Hebrews 9:27 says it is appointed unto man once to die.
And
after that comes judgment. I began to think about standing before God in judgment.
Il a commencé à penser comment était-il devant Dieu dans le jugement.
And all I had was my own goodness.
Et ce qu'il a vu, c'était sa propre bonté.
I began to read this book, the Bible.
Il a commencé à lire la Bible.
And in the Gospels, I began to learn why Jesus died.
Et dans les évangiles, il a commencé à apprendre pourquoi Jésus est mort.
I had believed it in my head growing up, but not in my heart.
Il avait cru cela dans sa tête quand il grandissait, mais pas dans son cœur.
In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says,
le texte là, lui dit,
that it's by grace we are saved.
C'est pas la grâce, nous sommes sauvés.
It is not of myself.
C'est pas moi-même.
It's the gift of God.
C'est le don de Dieu.
So that no one can boast.
Que personne ne s'en orgueille.
And I learned in Romans 5:8.
Il a aussi appris en Romains, chapitre 5, verset 8.
That God showed his love toward us.
Que Dieu nous a montré son amour.
And that while we were still sinners,
quand on était encore
Christ died for us.
Christ est mort pour nous.
And the Holy Spirit began to convict me.
Et le Saint-Esprit a commencé à le
that I had never repented. of my sin. I had never trusted Jesus Christ. As John 1:12 says, but as many as received Him, Jesus Christ, to those who believe on His name, they will become a child of God. So at age 19, I was in a church about this size and the Lord revealed to me that Christ died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Not just for the whole world, but for me personally. As 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bore my sins on the cross, that by His stripes I became healed. So my faith went from just in my mind to a trust in my heart and in my will. I decided to confess Him as my Savior and Lord. And the Bible says that if someone does that, he becomes a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. And I began to see a new side of me that God created. A new love for God. A new love for people. So I would just thank you for allowing me to share. And leave you with, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.